Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to give you a glimpse, give you a window into some of the topics, some of the curriculum that we use here at the Colony of Mercy and at Barbara's Place. And so last week at the Colony we were talking about idols of the heart and really having the men search themselves and see what they have in their life that they are making more important than God, that they're looking to fill what only our Creator can fill. And that is exactly what idolatry is. When we think about the word idol, a lot of times we'll think of Old Testament, we'll think of the Israelites making a golden calf and fashioning an image out of something gold. But idols are really fought on the surface of our hearts. And as we go trying to find what our idols are in our life, the things that we're looking to for safety and security, for significance and purpose, for fulfillment in our lives, there are questions we can ask ourselves to diagnose what we're actually living for. And so we can ask ourselves, what makes a good day a good day? What gets our hearts excited? What gives us that feeling of purpose? Sometimes we can look at what makes us the most angry. When threatened, when do I, am I tempted to sin to keep something in my life? And so there are a whole number of ways that we can search our hearts and find out what we're actually serving. And that's exactly where what Jesus alludes to in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, he says, "Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And Paul Tripp expounds on this passage, and he really says that all of us, whether you realize it or not, are treasure hunters. There are things in our life that if we only obtained these, if we only had this, our life would be fulfilling. Our life would have what we're looking for. And those things are our treasures, the things that we're after, the things that we're searching for. And Jesus is saying here in this passage that where your treasure is, what you treasure, what you're searching for, what you're after, is where your heart will be. And he urges us in this first few verses there to not store up treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Everything that we look to here on earth to fulfill our most basic needs that only God can fill, one day will be destroyed. So those things that we, whether it be a new house or a new car, like eventually those things will deteriorate. Those things will be stolen. Those things will go missing. Most of the things that we are striving to obtain in the next 10, 20, 30 years will be in a landfill somewhere. But there's something spiritual about purchasing things. There's something spiritual about getting a new car. When you get a new car, you feel like a better person. But you're the same person, just with a new car. And that car has no ability to provide for you the significance and purpose, the safety and security that can only be found in our Creator. And so Jesus is urging us here to not store up our treasures, to not have our hearts so tied to the things of this world, because eventually they will all be destroyed, they will all deteriorate, or they will be taken from us in some way. And so it is foolish to put our hopes, to put our safety and security, to put our significance in something here on earth that is created. But he says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Look to God, look to Christ to fill the longings of our hearts. Because when our treasure, when we discover the treasure of knowing Christ, of knowing who God is, that is what our hearts are actually after. In Ecclesiastes, it says that that God has put eternity in our hearts. And so that longing that we have, that deep longing that we never can seem to satisfy, whether it be with money or career or with a significant other, that was meant to be filled in a relationship with our Creator. And when we actually enter in to a relationship with Jesus, that is when our hearts can finally be at rest. And when we look to other things to fill that need, we are participating in idolatry and we're worshiping something else that has no ability to do what it promises. I hope that you've enjoyed this short devotion. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can call 732-350-1187 and extension 1041. Have a great day.